It is good to have you once again to come as a student to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'm going to invite you at this time to take your Bibles and turn to Isaiah chapter 11. We ended our last class period looking at this. This is that beautiful passage where it says that the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Oh, this passage has been the source of much speculation about exactly what the prophet is talking about. But we're going to read this passage again from Isaiah chapter 11, and then we're going to identify from the New Testament exactly what this is about. And you're going to have a better appreciation for some of the things that we read in the New Testament because of this. You make sure you stay tuned and join us for this study. Get your Bible open. Turn to Isaiah chapter 11. And while you're doing so, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of December the 23rd, 1923. And this is the text. And as I read this text, I want you to notice three things. One, note where the Messiah shall come from, as a root and a branch coming up from the roots of Jesse. Second, notice where all of this peace that we're going to read about is. It is in the holy mountain. And third, I want you to notice at the very last how that this is where the peoples will go and the nations will seek him. And with those three items, we're going to know that of which Isaiah was speaking. Now let's listen to these beautiful words. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of Jehovah shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Jehovah. And his delight shall be in the fear of Jehovah, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he will smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. The young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the winged child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea. And it shall come to pass in that day that the root of Jesse that standeth for an ensign of the peoples, unto him shall the nation seek, and his resting place shall be glorious. Of what speaketh the prophet? Well, first I want you to notice that the branch would come up from the roots. This is talking about the coming of Christ. That great dynasty of David that came from Jesse had been severed and cut to the ground. But just like the often see when a tree is cut down, the roots still live. And from out of those roots would Jesus come, later called as a root out of dry ground. born in a little village of Bethlehem, raised in another obscure little village of Nazareth. When Jesus comes a second time, he's not going to come as a root out of the ground. He is going to come from his Father in heaven in all his glory. And so this is talking about the coming of Christ when he was born as a babe in Bethlehem. But I also want you to notice in this passage, in talking about the peace that exists here, Isaiah said, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain." That mountain is a theme in the book of Isaiah, and we read about it in Isaiah chapter 2, where the mountain of the Lord's house was established in the top of the mountains, and all nations would flow into it. And we know by reading that and of other passages that this is fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. That's when the word of the Lord went out from Zion and out from Jerusalem into all of the world. And then finally we read in this little passage I read in Isaiah 10 that it shall come to pass in that day the root of Jesse that standeth for an ensign of the peoples, unto him shall the nations seek, and his resting place shall be glorious. Did you know that Paul quoted that very passage in the book of Romans and applied it to the Gentiles coming into Christ with the Jews? And so all of this peace, it comes when Christ was to come, when he was born in Bethlehem and raised in Nazareth, and as a root out of dry ground. The mountain that he would establish would be the church that he established on the day of Pentecost. And all nations flowing into it is talking about the gospel going into all the world, and the Gentiles coming to Christ together with the Jews in his church. And all those of all nations who had warred one with another shall find peace together when they come together to Christ in that holy mountain. The other passage for this lesson is from the second Psalm, Psalm 2 and verse 8. "Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possessions." I thought it would be good for us to read the entirety of the second Psalm. And it goes like this. "Why do the nations rage, and the peoples meditate a vain thing? The kings of earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. Then will he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will tell of the decree. Jehovah said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. For thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve Jehovah with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled. Blessed are they who take refuge in him." Now, the devotional reading is the 72nd Psalm, and I'll read verses 1 through 8, and if we have time, I may read the entire Psalm. And it goes like this. "Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He will judge the people with righteousness, and thy poor with justice. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the hills in righteousness. He will judge the poor of the needy. He will save the children of the needy. He will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee while the sun endureth, and so long as the moon throughout all generations. He will come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his day shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace, till the moon be no more. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall render tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall before him, and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he crieth to the poor and hath no helper. He will have pity on the poor and the needy, and the souls of the needy he will save. He will redeem their soul from oppression and violence, and precious will be their blood in his sight, and they shall live. And to him shall be given the gold of Sheba, and men shall pray for him continually. They shall bless him all the day long. There shall be abundance of grain in the earth on the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall bless him, and nations shall call him happy. Blessed be Jehovah God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of Jesse, the son of David, are ended. With those devotional readings, let's return to our text in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1. It says, "Thou shalt come forth a shoot out of the stalk of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots shall bear fruit." I want you to remember that Jesse was the father of David. And so we read about that in these little notes that we have, that in the preceding chapter, Isaiah foretells the invasion of the Assyrian army and the chastisement of God's people for their sins, the impious vaunting of Sennacherib, and the destruction of the great Assyrian host is a vast forest that is cut down. In contrast with this forest, the shoot, or branch, of this verse is represented as coming forth from the stump and the roots of an old tree. But a twig and a tender plant, to begin with, it will become fruitful. The shoot will come from the stalk of Jesse, and this branch from his roots. There can be no doubt that this refers to Jesus. For Paul says, and again Isaiah saith, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that ariseth to rule over the Gentiles, on him shall the Gentiles hope." Romans chapter 15 and verse 12. We know that David was the son of Jesse from Ruth chapter 4, verses 18 through 22, and that Jesus was of the seed of David. It's 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8, and Matthew 1 and verse 1. He says of himself, "I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star," Revelation 22:16, and Revelation chapter 5 and verse 5. He is the tender plant and the root out of dry ground mentioned in Isaiah 53 and verse 2. Jeremiah 23 and verse 5 says, "Behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that I will raise up David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and execute justice and righteousness in the land." In Jeremiah 33, verses 15 through 16, we read, "In those days and at this time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. This is the name whereby she shall be called Jehovah our righteousness." In Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, In that day shall the branch of Jehovah be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy.